Back with another Dream Team interview this afternoon on Regional Radio, catching up with a key cog in the St. Vincent offense for this season, and that is Riley Reen, one of our football Dream Team athletes. So, Riley, when you found out you were on the Dream Team, you were one of the select few. What were you thinking?
I was extremely excited. I've never been awarded something like this before. It was something new. I was very happy about it.
You were a guy that we talked about throughout the season as a lunch pail kind of guy. You were somebody that was out there from whistle to whistle, kickoff to the buzzer sounded, just going full tilt. I mean, is that how you are in everything, just full speed?
Yes, no matter what sport I play, that's just the way I was taught to play. I've always been taught, you know, snap the ball to the whistle blows. Go as hard as you can.
Where does that come from? Who instilled that? Was it a previous coach? Where did all that come from?
It's probably back when I used to play Little League football. One of my coaches, he's one of my friend's dad. He's always taught us that, and my coaches then, probably my coaches now, and my parents have always taught me that. Just go as hard as you can if you ever get to play back.
Were you a Perryville Cowboy as a young guy?
No, I was actually on the Longhorns.
Oh, right on. So that's so. Tell me a little bit about this season as a whole for St. Vincent. From the outside looking in, I mean, you guys were really on a tear from week two or three. Really, that Perryville game kind of pushed things over the hill. But tell me, from your perspective, how do you think the season went?
We've had probably one of the best seasons we've ever had in my whole entire high school career. And this is the first winning record for our school in 8 years, so it's something, it's really something awesome to be part of something like that, to experience in a winning season. That's something I've, you know, our school hasn't had in a while.
You know, you're one of the guys on the football Dream Team that's a two-way player, offense, defense. Which of the two do you prefer?
I prefer playing on the offensive side because, you know, I'm very quick on my feet. I can cut. I can see lanes very well. But I also like to go on defense and get a pretty good hit every once in a while. I can do that.
How fun was it this year to have the St. Vincent Perryville game back and have it go the way that it did for you guys?
Oh, it was extremely awesome. You know, I have friends over at the other school, so you know, it was nice to have a little rivalry against each other to come out on top from, you know, we were losing 18-0. Going into the second half and to come back and make an amazing comeback was just something people won't ever forget.
And, you know, when you have a bunch of your friends, a bunch of peers and everything on a football team, you guys in the locker room down 18-0 in a rivalry game, what happened in that locker room? Because for the rest of the season, your guys' defense was legit.
Well, us three captains, we stood up in front of our team and asked, what could we do to come back from this deficit? What could we do to overpower them? We asked people. They gave us their answers. You know, we could ask captains, gave us the answers to coaches, and then everybody came out, and they came out fired up, ready to play.
Do you think that, is that one of your favorite moments from this season, or is there something else that stands out even above that?
By far, that has to be one of my favorite moments, is just coming out of that locker room and then getting the pick six that kind of set our tone for our defense. Then we got another pick after that and just kept rolling on after that to get that win. That was probably one of the best moments.
When you see that on tape, we had that game on Web TV, and I've watched that play on tape a couple of times, and it's like slow motion. It looks like you're just a little bit faster than everybody on the field. Did you see that route before it even developed?
I saw that running back swinging, and I knew we had a cover three call. So I instantly went to him, and then I saw their quarterback throw it. He wasn't looking. I knew this was my time, so I grabbed it and I went for a touchdown.
How nice was it? I mean, how fulfilling was it to have the season that you did this year, the success around it, some of the big moments like that, and then to look back at that and say this was all in 1 year? What's that like?
It's just something absolutely amazing. It's something us three captains that we really wanted, something I wanted, because I wanted to pass on to the, you know, for the captains that are coming up. I want to pass on to them something really special, give all these other kids experiences that they've never had before, and get them ready for the next year. As captains, that's something we agreed on. We really wanted to leave our mark, and our whole entire senior grade wanted to leave a mark on our team and make everybody better. You know, I feel like that's what we did.
Man, it sounds like you take a pretty serious commitment to the leadership side of things. Is that something that you're a lead by example kind of guy?
Yes. Like I told you, I've always been taught to go as hard as I could. So when I would come out here and the other captains would come out here for football practices, we would go as hard as we can. We'd teach the other guys that didn't really know what they were doing. They go as hard as they can. Even if you mess up, it's better than doing nothing. As long as you're doing something, you go as hard as you can. It just works.
So, Riley, now that the football season's all said and done, still a lot of the school year left, but what's next for you? What do you want to do in the future?
Yeah, I've been looking around. Me and Coach, we were talking about, you know, playing sports for college. It's something I was kind of looking at, but I still have been sort of deciding. I was looking maybe going to a two-year technical school. I'm looking to fulfill my life, you know, working in construction, doing civil engineering, something in that area.
Man, you've got it much more planned out than most people at your age, so that definitely cool to hear. Riley, before we part ways today, is there anybody that you want to say thank you to or anything that you want to mention that I have yet to do so?
Yes, I'd like to say thank you to our whole entire coaching staff. They're absolutely amazing. I want to say thank you to my parents who helped me and let me play this amazing sport and let me do what I can do best. I wanted to say thank you to my PYF coach, Scott Barber, because he's the one that pretty much set me up for what I've been doing.
Once again, talking with St. Vincent running back and linebacker and Dream Team athlete in the football category, Riley Reen of St. Vincent.